Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our journey through Mark chapter 9, and we're going to have a big chunk of scripture today because it's a long story, verses 16 through 27. In the Voice translation, it says this: Jesus said, "What are you debating with my disciples? What would you like to know?" A father said, "Teacher, I have brought my son to you. He is filled with an unclean spirit. He cannot speak. And when the spirit takes control of him, he is thrown to the ground to wail and moan, to foam at the mouth, to grind his teeth, and to stiffen up. I brought him to your followers, but they could do nothing with him. Can you help us?" Jesus said, "Oh, faithless generation, how long must I be among you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me." They brought the boy to Jesus, but as soon as he drew near, the spirit took control of the boy and threw him on the ground, where he rolled, foaming at the mouth. Jesus said to the father, "How long has he been like this?" The father said, "Since he was a baby. The spirit has thrown him often into the fire and sometimes into the water, trying to destroy him. I have run out of options. I have tried everything. But if there's anything you can do, please have pity on us and help us." Jesus said, "What do you mean, if there's anything? All things are possible if you only believe." The father said, "I believe, Lord. Help me to believe." Jesus noticed that a crowd had gathered around them now. He issued a command to the unclean spirit. "Listen up, you no-talking, no-hearing demon. I myself am ordering you to come out of him now. Come out, and don't ever come back." The spirit shrieked and caused the boy to thrash about. Then it came out of the boy and left him lying as still as death. Many of those in the crowd whispered that he was dead, but Jesus took the boy by the hand and lifted him to his feet. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this power encounter, which really was not much of a power encounter because you have authority over anything demonic. But I just want to thank you so much for this story and the fact that the father in the story just loved his child so much. Lord, for the parents today who love their children so much, we give you our children. We ask that you would help them. We ask that you would pursue them. We ask that you would heal them. We ask that they would make you the Lord of their lives, that they would pursue you wholeheartedly, that they would bow the knee to you. Lord, we love our children and we long for them to follow after you in amazing ways. We entrust them to you. We also entrust our parents to you. We entrust our sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and friends and neighbors to you. We want to be like this father who takes people to Jesus in desperation, because we know that we cannot heal someone, we cannot save someone, we cannot make things better, but we can bring them to the one who holds the universe in his hand. And this father was so honest. Lord, I just thank you for his honesty. He said, "Lord, I believe, help me to believe." In other translations, it says, "I believe, help my unbelief." And Lord, that is something that I say as well so many times. I believe, I think, help me to really, really believe, to truly believe that you own everything, to truly believe that you are Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, to truly believe you are the one who holds our health in his hands, to truly believe that our life matters for something, that it counts for something, that it's not for nothing. All this work, all this toil is never for nothing, but that it has eternal impact and eternal significance. Help us to live in light of that. Help us to have deep belief in who you are. Not to have confidence in our flesh, not to have confidence in how we can do things, not to have confidence on how we can scrap our way through lives, but to have confidence in the one who died for us, who powerfully rose from the dead, defied death, and now sits at the right hand of the throne of God, and who intercedes for us right now as I pray this. Thank you, Jesus, that you are an interceder for us. You are our advocate for us on behalf of the Father. And you have sent the Holy Spirit to live within us forever, never leaving, never forsaking, encouraging us every day. All of this is such good news. Thank you that you set this little boy free. How his parents must have been so upset and so scared, and you with a word set him free. Thank you for that, Lord. And I pray for those listening today who need to be set free from something by the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray right now they would be set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you're listening from around the world, would you be willing to let me know where you're listening from and how in the world you heard about this? You can do that at Mary DeMuth on Instagram or Twitter, or you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. And those of you who are listening who live in the United States, if you could share this with someone overseas, that would just be so great. My heart and my prayer has been that this would reach across the oceans to all over the earth. So thank you for your part in that, and thank you for listening to today's episode. You are a blessing to me.